Everyone involved were a collective of musicians in the early 70s in London. There's about 16 people that banded together to record this album called Either Or, and they only made 1,000 copies of it in kind of plain sleeves, and they stamped, "Do not buy this record, do not pay for this record," on the labels, and insisted that it just be given away for free. They divided the 1,000 copies between all the members and then just gave it to their friends. So, it was very high-minded and was probably one of the first instances of openly gay songwriting that I could find, for Strong Love. So for me, I had to put that song as the first track on the compilation because of the historical significance of it.
Listen to me, sister, and hear me, brother, too. This song contains a message and it might apply to you. There's a little bit of gay in everyone today.
This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage, and this particular edition of the show, for me, was a delight. I got to interview Guy Blackman, an artist and record producer from Melbourne, Australia, who recently released a CD compilation that is dear to my heart. He named it Strong Love, and it celebrates the openly gay music of 15 male artists or bands from the 1970s. So to me, this is pure history of the kind I relish. And I'm at a distinct advantage in being the one interviewing him, as I've been in contact with him since he started the project over 6 years ago, and we've had a lot of communication. So to me, and I hope it comes across this way, it's really a conversation between two friends and historians talking about the music they both love. I started off asking Guy how he got the idea for the project and why he wanted to do it.
I got the idea because I started collecting these records by obscure 70s openly gay performers. I'm quite a music nerd. I've been running my record label for 20 years now, and I've always liked putting together compilations. I've done a bunch of them on other subject lines in the past, and it just occurred to me that I was actually quite taken aback, really, when I realized how much great music was out there that hadn't been anthologized before, and most of the artists that I was collecting were pretty much unknown, unremembered, apart from by people such as yourself, JD. I thought that people needed to hear it, really. I liked the idea of preserving some of this history and making it accessible to a wider audience.
Well, I'm kind of surprised that this idea has almost rarely been done. There was one CD in Germany called Queer Noises about 5 years ago, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I was already working on Strong Love, as far as I can recall, before Queer Noises came out, and I was a little bit,
annoyed,
stopped in my tracks temporarily when I saw that. I thought maybe the work had already been done, but then once I checked that compilation out, and it's a great compilation, and John Savage did a fantastic job putting it together. It's still quite a different compilation than Strong Love in many ways. I mean, Queer Noises deals with the subject of homosexuality and a
a lot of recordings made before Stonewall. Neurotronglove was pretty much the first compilation to address out gay male expression on record.
Right. That's a great compilation, but it's not really out and proud.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you put it a lot more succinctly than I just did, that's for sure.
So how did you pick the artists and recordings?
Well, to be honest, I scoured your website.
Okay. A
lot of the artists were first introduced to me to episodes of Queer Music Heritage and reading the transcripts. And I mean, there's probably another 5 or 6 artists, you know, that could conceivably have been included on the compilation, but I didn't feel like I was being selective as such. I feel like I was really trying to, you know, include as much as possible, and there just isn't all that much to include. I mean, I guess more keeps coming to light the longer people, you know, explore the subject. But yeah, I mean, there's really only about 20, 25 records or artists making records that, you know, that I, you know, have really discovered. I'm talking about people that fit into my kind of vision of like the first wave of openly gay songwriting from Stonewall until pretty much the start of the kind of AIDS crisis.
That may be the answer to my next question. Is there a common thread between the artists and songs you chose?
I really like the diversity across the compilation. I mean, the common thread is the willingness to put your career on the line for the sake of open kind of self-expression, I guess. It must have been a very, very daunting thing to do, especially back in the early 70s when a bunch of these records first started materializing. I mean, it's hard to kind of put myself back in there. I mean, I came out in about 1991 or 1992 when I was 17, I think. And by that point, you know, I really felt no qualms about being openly gay to my family and to my friends. 20 years before that, it would have been a much different situation.
Tell me about your record label.
My label's called Chapter Music. It has been going since I was a teenager in my hometown in Perth in Western Australia. So I started it in 1992. So this year is the 20th anniversary of the label, which is exciting and a bit kind of scary, really. Yeah, it's always had a number of different focuses. I mean, I still put out a lot of records by new Australian, you know, underground and DIY and pop kind of artists. You know, I've done a bunch of reissues. That's always been a strong interest of mine, starting with Australian bands from the late 70s and early 80s during the kind of post-punk era. It's a labor of love. You know, I've always worked day jobs and earned money on the side so that I can fund this obsession with documenting and reissuing and, you know, promoting the music that I love.
Are there any other releases by gay and lesbian artists on your label?
Well, the Chris Robeson Many Hand Band album came out a few years back on Chapter. That was a reissue of his solo album from 1974 that he recorded all by himself, Late Night Studios in New York. He was a member of the New York Dolls and Theme and Elephant's Memory and a bunch of other great bands that, you know, I'm sure the story is told more fully elsewhere on the Queer Music Heritage website.
Well, I did interview Chris Robeson in 2005, but I didn't play the late 70s unreleased track Guy includes on this CD called Big Strong Man in My Life. So I asked him to talk about that one.
Yeah, Big Strong Man in My Life by Chris Robeson is a really, really hilarious tongue-in-cheek song written by Chris, basically from a women's perspective. It's a little bit un-PC, really, but, you know, saying that women's movement is all well and good, but sometimes I just need a big strong man in my life.
Big strong man in my life. I need a big strong man.
You live in Australia. Do you think, looking at this collection or putting it together from a, quote, foreigner, that you might have had a different perspective?
I'm not sure. I mean, I wasn't restricting myself to only American or only English artists. I mean, I was just looking for whatever I could find in the English language, I guess. Yeah, Australia-wise, you know, I didn't really find anything that I felt was really appropriate as much as I would have liked to. I guess in 2012, being Australian, you know, with connected to the internet and everything, I don't think my perspective is really that vastly different to someone from America or the UK or anywhere else.
What was the biggest challenge in the project?
Well, I guess tracking down the artists was complicated at times, and then winning their trust, I guess. You know, I had to kind of let people know somehow that I wasn't just a, you know, Johnny-come-lately, someone who was actually going to be able to follow through with what I was proposing, even though it took a lot longer than it should have. Some of the licensing issues I found difficult to deal with for the few artists that actually had their albums released by larger labels. That's where the problems came. I had to approach the publishers of a couple of songs, Stephen Grossman, Robert Campbell, and in both instances they turned me down, saying no, that I couldn't use the tracks, and then I kind of got around that by various means. So yeah.
Was there a song in particular that you were just delighted you could include?
I mean, they were all really, really, you know, close to my heart.
Yeah, I feel the same way. They're all treasures.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Out by Stephen Grossman was probably one of the ones that I got most excited about when I found out that I could use it, because it was one of the last ones that I got permission to use. You know, like, I think Stephen's position as the first openly gay artist to release an album on a major label, and also just the power of that song Out as a, you know, coming out anthem. You know, it's probably one of the strongest feats of songwriting, pure and simple, you know, on the record. Yeah, I mean, that live in the studio recording, you know, has just as much of the power of the original album recording, I think. So yeah, I was very, very satisfied and pleased to get that.
And this, of course, would be the perfect time to hear that track. Stephen Grossman is one of my heroes, and the version Guy was able to use is a live recording from 1975 from KPFA's radio show Fruit Punch.
Mama, dear mama, I have something important to say. Yes, I know you didn't plan on me turning out this way. Well, you didn't fail me, mom, and I don't love you any less. 'Cause for me it's just a matter of what suits me best. Well, I know it's hard for you to take, and it's nothing you would brag when your firstborn turns out to be a. Now, Papa, Papa, did I spoil your dreams? I know you wanted to see me marching in the Marines. Ah, but that won't prove my manhood, as it didn't prove yours. 'Cause I went to talk to that landlord while you stood behind the door. Well, I hear you calling me crazy, but I think it's out of fear, 'cause you're not so sure that you aren't. Now, brother, hey, little brother, tell me what you're gonna do If everything that has happened to me someday happens to you, we try to grin and bear it. We hate yourself inside, but will you walk with me in the sunshine? Said I feel that the sun's gonna shine and we won't have to hide, for there are all kinds of people who happen to be this way, and there's really nothing wrong with being, oh, the way it used to, yeah. Nothing wrong with being, I tell you it's okay. Nothing wrong with being gay.
What was the Robert Campbell issue?
Oh, just, you know, his record was released on Decca, you know, a major label, and also published by a publishing company. It was just finding the people who own the rights, you know, to the copyright and to the publishing. And in the end, I just came to a direct arrangement with the artist himself, you know, because the reality was that once the compilation emerged, it was very unlikely that anyone was going to throw a lawsuit at me or anything like that.
From Robert Campbell's 1977 LP, In the Shadow of a Downtown Movie Show, here is Dream Boy.
The radio man was saying goodnight. I leaned over and switched off the light. Opened closed eyes, memories drifting past. Hang on, hold on, wait a minute. Oh, I want that moment to last. Oh, I'd forgotten about you. That was a good time, that was oh so much fun. Lying in the rain and sheltering from the sun. That was when life was something else. Oh, goddamn the future, 'cause I love the past. Is that all? Is that all? Love with my dream boy in the hall. And writing our love on the prison walls. Is that all? Was I a fool? Well, I guess I was. I don't know who won, but I sure as hell lost. Hang on, hold on, wait a minute. I wanna say it to your face. Goddamn the future, 'cause I love the past. Is that all? Is that all? Making love with my dream boy in the hall. Writing our love on the prison walls, is that all? Making love with my dream boy in the hall. And writing our love on the prison walls, is that all? Thank you.
person who wrote your liner notes, Richard Jorkin, is a friend of mine, and I'm so pleased you got him to do that because he has a unique perspective on many of these artists.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's one of the few people that actually could say that they saw quite a large number of these artists performing at the time, and he, you know, himself played with a bunch of them. I mean, having, you know, both kind of first-hand and second-hand kind of interactions with a lot of the artists on the compilation. You know, I was really, really pleased with what he wrote for the compilation. It really, really helped put you there for people that weren't there at the time.
Right. He gave a real, this is how it was, look at it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it must have been a pretty exciting time for gay men and gay musicians, you know, just to feel like something was changing and, you know, there was a new freedom, you know, and it was possible to stand up and sing your heart out openly about being gay and, you know, still find an audience.
Being a historian, I couldn't help but notice that several of the artists on this CD have connections to each other, like Charlie Murphy and Blackberry, and if you widen the circle, Stephen Grossman and Buena Vista. For gay men's music, do you think the community was really that small?
I mean, I don't really have a strong idea of how many gigs these people were playing and how many people were turning up and what kind of venues that they were welcome to play in. But I do get the feeling that, I mean, it was never, you know, a large number of people, you know, that were really aware of what was going on. You know, even in the contemporary media at the time, like if these records did get noticed in the Advocate or something like that, it was quite often that they were dismissed and reviewed very negatively, you know, which I found quite surprising when I first realized that.
Well, I have a number of old issues of the Advocate, and gay artists weren't mentioned really that much at all.
Yeah, it's quite surprising, really, that things that seem pioneering and almost heroic to people like me and hopefully you now, you know, were kind of not really given much attention, or if they were, kind of dismissed as kind of amateur or, you know, not worthy of, you know, being on a par with Barbra Streisand or Judy Garland, I guess.
I think maybe also disco was becoming the quote-unquote gay music, which I don't agree with, but that got a lot of attention.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess, you know, kind of a sensitive guy strumming an acoustic guitar and singing, you know, these personal songs would have seemed like a big downer to, you know, people caught up in the kind of hedonism of disco at the time.
Well, up next, we'll hear about one of those sensitive guys strumming his acoustic guitar, singing a personal song.
I found it interesting with the artist Michael Cohen that you didn't pick a song from his two albums, but you picked one from an earlier album, a very rare album where he just went by Mike Cohen.
Yeah, like I think that song, Evil and Lusty, is probably, I mean, for me, it's his best song. He was the first person that really set me on the path to putting this compilation together. Like, my boyfriend Ben brought home a record from a thrift store one day, you know, the first Michael Cohen album on Folkways. You know, that was my first introduction to the concept of openly gay songwriters from the 70s. And you know, it took a long time to percolate, but like eventually I just became more interested in his story. And I think that's how I discovered your website, JD, because I'd started Googling Michael Cohen and then found what you'd written about him. And that, you know, set me on a path to find other like-minded songwriters and performers. I mean, Evil and Lusty itself, you know, it has the lyrics, "I'm gay and I'm proud." You know, I feel like that's a really, really important statement to make and to be heard to make. And also, you know, because I'm a musical history nerd, and, you know, this record, the Mike Cohen record, came before his two Folkways ones, so it's earlier and more historically significant in some ways.
And definitely more rare.
Yeah, I don't think there are many copies floating around.
To add to that discussion, the self-titled album by Mike Cohen was done in conjunction with volunteers from WBAI-FM in New York City, and was recorded after hours, and it became one of the very earliest lyrically gay albums. From it is the track Evil and Lusty.
You write me your letters. You tell me what's true. And I want to be better. But I won't be like you. And I'm all that you say. I'll burn Judgment Day. I'm evil and lusty, I am what I must be. Ah, but you who are holy, angelic and pure, your burden is lifted, your spirits will soar, and I need to be saved from my fierce living grave. All the devil is playing, my soul is slain. With a mark on my forehead and sperm on my tongue, enraged with the fever of a man who'd been numb. Now I close your holy book and I demand back the time that you took, and I'll sing it out loud, I'm gay and I'm proud. So go write me your letters and tell me what's true, and I long to be better, but I won't be like you. I'm all that you say. I'll burn Judgment Day. I'm evil, lusty, I am what I must be. I'm evil and lusty, I am what I must be. I'm evil and lusty, I'm all that I must be.
Artist who has long fascinated me went by the name Smokey and released several 45s in the late 1970s with titles like Leather, The Ballad of Butchie and Claudine, and one used on this compilation named Strong Love. So I naturally wanted to know why that song was made the title track.
I mean, that's an interesting one. I felt like the title, the name of the song, jumped out at me as a really appropriate name for the compilation. You know, I had some misgivings because the actual song, Strong Love, doesn't have specific gay or man-to-man kind of references in it. I mean, it could be taken as a song, you know, from a man to a woman, or just because of the context and the story behind the band Smokey, I felt like it was. And also Smokey himself, him telling me that the song was just a song about gay love, you know, I felt like that meant that the song was suitable for the compilation. You know, and I just like the idea that the compilation is about the growing strength in some ways of open expressions of gay love. So, yeah, I thought Strong Love was a good compilation title.
I understand you have a CD of Smokey material in the works.
Yeah, I mean, that's been coming for a while now, and it's getting closer and closer and closer. I mean, they released, I think it was 5 7-inches. I mean, those 7-inches, though, are some of the most outlandish and amazing music that I've ever heard. And then there's a whole wealth of unreleased stuff that the guys have in the vaults, because you know, Smokey was basically a duo of the singer John Smokey Condon and his partner EJ Emmons. And EJ was an engineer who recorded a bunch of disco artists and a bunch of new wave bands in LA in the 70s and 80s. And so they had access just to studio time whenever they wanted, basically. And I think they just recorded and recorded and recorded from 1973 to 1981. So there's just a wealth of material. And I think that's been one of the things that's meant the compilation has taken a while to see the light of day, is because there's just so much stuff to wade through and to remaster and to select, you know. It's hard to pick which ones are because there's so much great stuff there.
So will it be a double disc?
Well, at the moment, it's all fitting on one CD. But I'm also planning a separate 12-inch for one of their most kind of out there songs by the name of Piss Slave. So there's a vinyl LP planned. You'll get a download card in it that has all the stuff that can't fit onto the vinyl, but then you'll have a CD version as well that has everything.
So there's an excellent teaser for a future release on Guy's label of material by Smokey. But for right now, here is his song, Strong Love.
Criticism about the CD to the tune of Where Are the Women?
Well, I was expecting some. Nobody that's reviewed it that I've seen has made a serious issue out of it. I always preface to, try to make it clear in the compilation, put a little note at the back of the booklet that, this is a, it's a CD that's kind of grown out of a personal obsession of mine, and it's not meant to be an even-handed overview of gay liberation as a whole. Yeah, I mean, it's come from my own particular interest in the music of gay men, and that I also feel like a lot of the artists, such as Chris Williamson, Holly Near, etc., you know, people who recorded for Olivia Records and other labels, women's music labels in the 70s, are still, you know, they're still famous in many ways, whereas most of these guys on Strong Love are, you know, languishing, neglected, and unremembered until now.
Right. The women's music is available mostly, even if you can find it on eBay as an album. At least there were albums. A lot of these folks,
yeah, absolutely,
are not on album. One of the songs, I think maybe the only song other than the Robeson track that was new to me, was Hots for a Hustler.
Yeah, I was very, very pleased to be able to get that track. Hots for the Hustler is a track by Scrumbly and Martin. Scrumbly Calderwin, who is a member of the Coquettes in San Francisco in around the late 60s, early 70s. I wrote to him because I found him online asking if there were any Coquettes tracks or recordings that I might be able to use for the purposes of the compilation. And he wrote back saying, you could use the song that we recorded on the radio in the 70s sometime if you like. And it was just such a sweet, smart, funny song, expressing, you know, the fear of persecution too, which I think is a really nice thing for a song on the compilation to touch on. You know, the Coquettes are just one of the most life-affirming bands or groups of people that I found out about. So it was really, really thrilling for me to get a track by, you know, a couple of people that were involved in that.
And an unreleased track at that.
Yeah, exactly. This is just by the by, but, you know, kind of the question of whether it's an openly gay song, you know, has come up with a few of these tracks, because that one, as you pointed out to me in the past, is, you know, written from the perspective of a closeted kind of department store salesman or something like that, from a musical that was produced at the time. I suppose the fact that it was sung and performed kind of makes it an out gay song.
Oh, I think it fits.
I'm usually more contained than this, more under control. I'm usually more maintained than this, but it's getting harder to play this role. I give my body to the store most hours of the week. I do a job, a very good job, but it's getting harder to straighten up and speak. 'Cause that word keeps ringing in my ears. I've got the hots for a hustler. He takes me to bars where men bite each other. We go to the baths where men steam and smother. On our knees in the bushes, we get poison oak. We never talk, but God knows how much we smoke. I've got the hots for a hustler, and that word keeps ringing in my ears. I've got the hots for a hustler. There's no one here I can tell that's true. My friends on the phone tell me leave him alone, but they've got the hots for him too. I've got the hots for a hustler, and that word keeps screaming in my ears. The hustler doesn't fill needs, he only fills holes. The hustler is business that feeds on our souls. On our knees in the toilets, he can't take a joke. We never talk at all, but God knows how much we smoke. I've got the hots for a hustler, and that word keeps breaking through my ears. Homo, 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 homo.
Again, that was Hots for a Hustler by Scrumbly and Martin of the Coquettes.
I want to congratulate you on the liner notes, not just the section that Richard Dworkin wrote, but the individual descriptions. It was, to me as a historian, it was just the right amount of information.
Oh, good. I've always been someone that's kind of pored over the liner notes on other releases, records that I've bought over the years, and you know, I really want to know as much as possible without, you know, getting overloaded with information. So yeah, hopefully I got the balance right. You know, there wasn't very much information to be found about a bunch of these artists. You know, a record like Stand Up For Your Rights by International Gay Society, that record never written about by anybody on the internet ever, and the people that made it aren't traceable. I mean, Bobby Sanders is long gone. And so yeah, basically just presenting the fact that there wasn't much to say, really, but hopefully doing it in an informative way.
And Guy is correct. I also couldn't find much information about Bobby Sanders and his record, Stand Up For Your Rights. The act is billed as the International Gay Society. I played it last month as part of my Songs About Anita Bryant show. And in that show, I also played another song on Guy's compilation named Tell Old Anita by Conan. So I feel less guilty about not including them in this show. After all, there just is not enough time in an hour show to talk about and play all 15 songs on the CD. I think I'm doing good at fitting in as many as I did. Other folks on the compilation include Blackberry, Lavender Country, and Paul Wagner. They all, of course, have been played on past QMH shows.
Tell me about you putting Buena Vista on the CD.
Well, I really like the idea that Buena Vista were, you know, regularly gigging band as opposed to a solo artist. I mean, there's a lot of solo artists or bands that are driven by the vision of one person on this compilation. Buena Vista seemed like a lot more egalitarian, kind of summed up some of the freewheeling vivacity of San Francisco gay culture in the 70s. Plus, I feel like Hot Magazine expresses how far the gay rights movement had come in this short time, you know, between 1969 and Stonewall and where is it, 1977 when Hot Magazine was released. I mean, that's a song not about, you know, how it's okay to be gay or how persecution has to stop or anything like that. It's a song about going down to the, you know, X-rated bookstore and buying, you know, a couple of skin flicks and how much fun it is, sidesteps any kind of social issues and just kind of expresses this kind of lighthearted, fun attitude. You know, I think that's really, really sweet.
And this is an act that had one 7-inch 45 and really nothing else released, and there's really almost nothing unreleased available.
Yeah, I guess you can see them in the Word Is Out documentary.
Indeed.
Performing a few songs. No, I had never tracked down a copy of the Buena Vista 7-inch. Richard Dworkin, who plays drums in the band, was the guy that supplied me with a music file of the song and this, you know, scan of the covers. I guess they're similar to a lot of other artists on the compilation. They didn't have the backing of any big record label, so they were lucky enough to make one record, made 500 copies of it or something, and then that was it, really.
Indeed, the San Francisco band Buena Vista released one 45 RPM record. And other than a couple of short but delicious clips in the film Word Is Out, that's all there is. Here is their song, Hot Magazine.
Taking a walk down to the bookstore on a lonely, boring day for me. And a pair of scissors. I'll sweat real hard till we're past three. Covering everything but the bedroom window with pictures of boys who beg and cry for me. Hot magazine, so lovely. Fuck a staple or two, and you have a bit of queen. So lovely, spending all of my cash on jars of Vaseline. Oh, I love them so. Doo-doo, doo-doo. They're black and white and merry colors. Doo-doo, doo-doo. Their centerfold's got a hold on me. Doo-doo, doo-doo.
I'll subscribe eventually. Books never give me any trouble or ever talk back mean to me. They only cost $1.50 each and give back change in ecstasy. Hot magazine, so lovely. Got the staple or two and you have a bit of queen. So lovely. Spending all of my cash on jars of Vaseline. Whoa, I love them so.
I want to talk about probably the most expensive record on the compilation.
Uh-huh.
You know which one that is?
Actually, that's a good question. The one that I paid the most for was the Conan album. Is that the one you're talking about?
No. And the one I'm thinking of is Tom Robinson's Good to Be Gay.
Oh, of course. The last time I saw that advertised, or sold anywhere, it was for $1,000 or something ridiculous like that.
I paid much more than that for my copy. I just had to have it.
Oh, my God. I'm amazed that you even have one. I think there are only, was it 300 copies made?
300 made. Who knows how many still exist?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I have a feeling that the audio file that I ended up using for that one wasn't a direct transfer from a 7-inch. It supplied to me by Tom Robinson himself. I think it might have gone via a cassette or something like that. It definitely had a few audio issues that we had to work on in the mastering studio to get it to sound as good as possible.
Does he have a copy?
Tom Robinson himself doesn't even have a copy of it.
Oh, cool. Let's talk about the song itself.
Yeah, the song itself, Good to Be Gay by Tom Robinson. It originally was called Glad to Be Gay, but then I guess after Tom released a much more famous song called Glad to Be Gay in the later 70s with the Tom Robinson Band, this song got retroactively retitled just to avoid any confusion. Yeah, it just really infectious kind of reggae inspired pop song. You know, it's so much more optimistic and bouncy and good-natured than, you know, some of Tom's later more kind of angry punk era stuff. Yeah, he was surprised that I wanted to use that song rather than his better known song of the same name. And again, my nerdy musical story and instincts kind of came to the fore, and I wanted to use something that was a few years earlier and lesser known.
Absolutely what I would have done.
Good. That's good to know.
Like Guy said, only 300 copies of the song were pressed, to be sold at the 1975 Campaign for Homosexual Equality Conference in Sheffield, England.
It's the same old story. Well, it's never too late.
it's the same old story all over the world. When a boy meets a boy
and a girl meets a girl, we all come together because we're happy to say it's a natural fact that it's good to be gay.
Sisters and brothers who are glad to be gay say they've no need to join us cause they're doing okay. But we need supporting and we need it today. And besides it,
they try it, they like it,
it shakers. It's the same old story all over the world. When a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl, we all come together cause we're happy. It's a natural fact that it's good to be gay. It's the same old story all over the world. When a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl, we all come together cause we're happy to say it's a natural fact that it's good to be gay.
And you can hear Tom talk about that song in an interview I did with him on my August 2004 show.
Any question I should ask that I didn't ask?
I think you've been very thorough.
But usually by the time I ask that, people are so ready to get off the phone, they say, no, you asked everything.
Yeah, it's definitely been very in-depth. I'm impressed.
But not surprised.
No, not at all. Yeah, I mean, in many ways, I feel like this compilation has been a collaboration between you and I, so it's really nice to have a dialogue about it.
Again, this is J.D. Doyle, and I was delighted on this edition of Queer Music Heritage to talk with Guy Blackman of Melbourne, Australia, about his new compilation CD, Strong Love. You can find it at his website via a link on my site, or on CD and digital files at the usual places, like Amazon and iTunes. And I think you could tell, I thoroughly enjoyed talking with him about the project. I think we were in perfect agreement about every song on the CD, including the one I'm using to close this segment. We both much admire the song Gay Spirit.
I mean, Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, you know, is probably one that touches me the most. It's got this plaintiveness.
I used that song to introduce my show for about the first year and a half it was on.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, and I can see why.
When we were born, they tried to cover our eyes. Then they tried to tell us all what to see. We are discovering that did not work. For we were born to be free. It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. When we were born, they tried to put us all in a cage, then tell our bodies what to feel. We have chosen to feel all the truth that our bodies do reveal. The gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. The gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit.
this land, calling us to a time of open love. You run and tell that old patriarch we're no longer blind to his ways. You run and tell him that we've stolen all the keys prison he has made. There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open.